880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, here we go. We are going to take off on another edition of Freed on Business. I want to start off today by telling you who's going to be on our show. We're going to have Tim Becker. He's a CCIM, director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We're going to talk about the center's recently published trends report for the Florida real estate market. So we're going to talk about all sectors of the real estate market: apartments, condominium, industrial, office, retail, and land in Florida. And we're then going to have Dr. Hermes Flores on. He's the director of the Division of Epidemiology and Population Health Services at UHealth. He recently published a study that was featured in last Sunday's Miami Herald special section on diabetes. We're going to talk about diabetes in older adults. It's something that affects every person every day in our community. Either it's somebody you know, somebody that you know knows, but it's only one step away on diabetes. If you'd like to join us, give us a call at 305-541-2350. Send us a tweet to @JimFreed or @FreedOnBusiness. Of course, you've got Johnny, social media 305 Mahoney, manning the Twitter board. We've got Juan Gill running the show. And we've got me talking at you for the next hour. Today, stocks were down on the Walmart drop in their Walmart's forecast, and they also were down because of the continuing lack of clarity on the budget picture. Now, in Washington, they need to realize who they work for. They work for us. Washington, get it together and get this solved. I know that politically you'd rather wait till after the first of the year and make it look like you're cutting taxes, but we need certainty in the financial markets. I can tell you already that most of the people that I deal with, if they don't have a transaction tracking right now, nothing's going to happen before the end of the year because people are just paralyzed by the lack of decision-making in Washington. And everybody says that they got a mandate or didn't get a mandate, or they know what's going on, or they don't know what's going on in Washington. Well, in Washington, you work for us. Start working, Washington. We need you to do exactly what you were hired to do, and that's take care of the American people. The American people need Washington to begin working. So, Washington, let's start working, and let's start working now for the American people. It's important, and that's what we need to do. Let's talk a little bit about where I was today. I was at the International Council of Shopping Centers earlier today and at their South Florida Idea Exchange. It was absolutely awesome. We had a great time. There was a lot of business that was being discussed, and it was something that you really needed to be there to appreciate. There's a lot of good business going on in Miami right now in the real estate business. So if you'd like to be part of the real estate business, now is the time to do it. And let me tell you a little bit about what happened to me at the ICSE today. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I got there early. I always get to these meetings early. And they were doing their breakfast meeting. And I got up after having a little breakfast, went to the facilities, if you will, walked in and said, wow, they've really improved this place. I know that they redid the parking garage, but I didn't realize that they had improved the restrooms. Walked into the back, picked out my favorite seat, sat down, started reading the paper, and suddenly I realized the voices in the room were the wrong voices. That's right. I was in the ladies' room. Now, maybe this has happened to you, maybe it hasn't, but the real tension doesn't come when you're in there. The tension comes when you have to leave. That's right, I still had to leave. So I was lucky enough to run out, didn't have a name tag on, ran past a person who doesn't know me, was into the men's room, which is adjacent to, thank goodness, was washing my hands, and couldn't help but overhear the buckets of laughter coming out of the ladies' room. That's right, ladies. It was me. I'll admit it. I'm the one that was in the ladies' room. I'm embarrassed, but at least I have the guts to talk about it. Now, the show was terrific. it was very important to see what was going on in the retail industry. And we'll talk a little bit more with Tim Becker when he comes on in just a few minutes. The ICSC meeting, the International Council of Shopping Centers, in the past, it's been kind of slow with real estate in general, and anything but apartments has been slow. Well, what I learned at the show today was that now there are activity levels increasing in the retail industry. The tenants are back. I'm working on a number of transactions. In fact, the only transactions the number of the transactions I closed this year were retail. We did freestanding Walmart finance, Winn-Dixie financing. We just closed on the scattered site retail financing for Scott Robbins over in Sunset Harbor. And we also closed earlier this year a transaction in Cincinnati, Ohio that we financed a shopping center on. We're in the process right now of putting together a significant transaction that will allow us to roll out development financing for a number of our clients throughout the United States. So we'll be soon providing bridge loan financing for a number of our clients on shopping center development throughout the United States. And what we're finding is that the shopping center tenants, the retailers, some are expanding, and those that are expanding have just a few developers that they'd like to work with. So if you're not if you don't have a relationship with one of these expanding retailers, it's not really such a great time. But if you do have a relationship with one of these high credit retailers, it's time to make hay. Land prices are down in most markets, not necessarily South Florida, but in most markets, and you can get good deals and good locations on land. And when you do that and you can get the right tenant involved, you're going to start to have a retail transaction that makes sense. The tenants are active. The deals are out there. The capital is ready. There's a lot of positive energy, and the speaker of today's event was Jason Taylor. That's right, the famous Dolphin Jason Taylor. And he talked about leadership, and he said that in his mind's eye, the most important part of being a leader was being able to relate to a wide variety of people. And he talked about Jimmy Johnson's leadership style, and Jimmy Johnson would stand up in front of the room and say, I'm going to treat each one of you differently, but I'm going to treat you fair. I don't think people have a real problem with that. Juan, do we have Tim Becker holding on the other line? Well, then we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about all the property types and all the markets in South Florida. So if you're interested in real estate, stick with us. We'll be right back with Tim Becker, CCIM Director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, back after this.
Support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Four home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Hi, this is Jim Fried. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry Family Automotive Dealerships, you know, my friends at Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know that, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities, and that's two Infinities I've leased from them, when I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, your first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the same Warren Henry advantage that I did. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, I was in here doing a little crosstalk with Johnny. We're talking about planning for next year. A tip I would like to lay on you, if you don't have it down in your business plan by December, it ain't happening next year. So make your business plan, get it done, get an agreement with your teammates, and make it happen next year. This year's over. Start planning for next year. If you plan, you'll achieve. If you don't plan, you'll be in last place. Now, we got Tim Becker holding there, Juan. All right, we've got Tim Becker. Tim Becker is the CCIM director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We're going to talk about the center's recently published trends report on the Florida real estate market. We're going to focus on the market conditions for apartments, condos, industrial office, retail, land, and anything else I may have forgotten in all the markets in South Florida. We're blessed to live in South Florida, where the recovery is starting to take hold. Tim, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me, as always.
It's my pleasure. The Gatorade's starting to take effect, John. I think I may have overdone it just a bit. Sorry, Tim.
No worries, man.
All right, now, Tim, let's start with South Florida. Let's start south and go north today. What do you say? Let's talk South Florida.
I mean, Miami is just, as you know, it's on fire. The real estate market there has improved tremendously, and it has the lowest average cap rates of any place in the state.
Now, what do you say, low cap rates, and we're talking about the rate and the IRV valuation model for those of you with a real estate license. Now, if we have low cap rates, what's a low cap rate vis-a-vis the rest of the state?
Well, the state average is just over 8% average across property types, and Miami-Dade County is at about 6.9%.
So the value premium for playing in South Florida is 100 basis points?
That's correct.
Wow. Wow. That means that we got a lot of demand for people down here to do real estate deals. Now, Tim, we know that the residential market is really hot. We've seen a little bit of softening on the transactional side underneath what people see in the newspaper. We're starting to see people get a little bit concerned about residential here. What do the respondents in your survey say? And let's talk about who those people are for a second.
Sure. The respondents to our survey are certainly distinguished members like you of our real estate advisory board. They're members of ICSC. They're designated appraisers of the Appraiser Institute. They're CCIMs, and they're designated SIORs.
So this is a broad range of people from across the state that are professionals giving their opinion on how they feel and what they see going on in the market.
Absolutely.
What do they say about Resi in South Florida? I think we know, but let's hear it.
Well, I guess it really depends on where in South Florida you're talking about. I mean, if you're talking about downtown Miami, everybody's high on downtown Miami just because of the tremendous foreign investment that you're getting. People wanting to buy condos, live in apartments, live my lifestyle.
Look at the beautiful Biscayne Bay and the Atlantic Ocean and go outside and have a lively environment.
Absolutely. Now, if you get outside of that and you start getting into some of the peripheries of downtown Miami, I think they have the same struggles as a lot of other places in the state are having right now. It's soft. It's getting better. values are starting to come up a little bit, but it's a little bit of a challenge.
I was sitting with a guy today at the ICSC. He was talking about the fact that he's looking for land transactions upstate, and he can't find anything good left. That all the REO is gone, and that only anything that's held by the banks now is not too attractive, and he's starting to have to do straight market deals.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of that has been driven by builders across the state picking up the lots that are entitled and developed already and ready to go, and they're starting to put inventory out there.
Now, we've talked a little bit about residential in South Florida. In the rest of the state, I got to believe that it's coming along, but it's going to follow job growth. What do you think?
Absolutely, it's going to follow job growth. And to that point, job growth in the state is actually improving. And so, you know, as that continues to improve, the residential market for houses in the right locations is going to get better.
Now, let's go upstate a little bit and talk about your hometown, because your hometown is as far away geographically and in other ways from Miami as possible. And I'm talking about Gainesville right now. How's the employment situation in Gainesville, and is that making it a better place to do business?
You know, Gainesville, like most university towns, is kind of insulated from the ups and downs, or extreme ups and downs of other places because of the stability of the university, the stability of what's happening for us, at least with Shands and the VA hospital and the medical fields here. So employment's doing pretty well here in Gainesville. But there's also this growing high-tech entrepreneur base coming to Gainesville that's really driving a lot of things.
Well, that sounds very exciting. I bet you that's similar to what the other universities are trying to do, from UM with their medical stuff to you know, all the other campuses trying to do things that they specialize in. And I'm sure that Tallahassee with the state government also has a pretty good stability as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But because we're a small university town, we're less impacted than, say, Orlando is with UCF.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I could see that. So Orlando, let's talk about Central Florida for a minute. What's the hot product in Orlando?
Hospitality. You know, the tourism market has come back extremely strong in the state of Florida. In fact, the foreign note, you're gonna see a key theme throughout. There's a lot of foreign investment in South Florida. There are a lot of increase in the amount of foreign tourists coming to Florida, and particularly to Orlando. And so I think that's driving a big push in hospitality.
So as hospitality continues its recovery, and I'd like to throw in my two cents, since I worked for one of the big accounting firms studying the hospitality industry back in the day, I think that part of what's going on is that Orlando is a good, solid value play for a family vacation, and I think it's going to recover because of that, and I think that Miami is recovering in a hospitality way because it's an exotic, affordable vacation.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, well, retail. I went to the ICSC. I was at the ICSC South Florida Conference today. I found a lot of positive energy. I didn't see as many people as I did before, but that's not really a bad thing. That's just indicative of the fact that the market's no longer super overheated. One of the things that have made a visible return to the situation was the retailer. Credit tenants are starting to come back, and that holds a positive sign for retail across the state. What do you think?
I agree with that, Jim. And I think a lot of it has to do with the improving consumer confidence that's happening throughout the state. And again, that goes back to the idea that as people feel more comfortable with their jobs, they feel like they have a job, they can get a job, they're not going to get fired from their job, they're going to start spending more money. And I think that's showing up in the retailers that want to come down here.
Now, we've talked about apartments, we've talked about condo, we've talked about retail, we've talked about land. Let's talk about industrial. Now, we see a lot of push to build industrial here in South Florida, very healthy. North Broward, not so much. Lots of places that have ports are are in the process of expanding their industrial capacity to address the new Trans-Panamax big barges that were going to start coming in here. What do you see from industrial around the state? And how about the concept of the inland port? Is that got any traction going on in the other parts of the state?
Well, I think there's just a couple places within the state that can really hold up to the inland port idea. And I think it's, you know, at least from what our respondents tell us, we're still unsure what the true impact of the expanded Panama Canal is going to be and who's actually going to get the service from those. So I think that's still a question that's up in the air. Miami's doing hot again because we're actually exporting a lot to South America, and there's a tremendous need for warehouse and distribution space to do that. So industrial, you know, from our respondents' perspective, was improving. It's still, they have a healthy outlook for it, but I think the outlook kind of decreased a little bit.
Now, let's follow up with office. Office is, you know, not really a favored nation, but here in Miami, we've had one, two beautiful new office towers developed, and they're talking in the paper about it's almost time for a new one. Now, that's leaving a lot of Class B and Class C space vacant. What's going on? It seems to me like that creates an excellent environment for startups and entrepreneurial growth in the market. It sounds like Miami's heading towards being a petri dish for business creation.
I agree with that. Again, this foreign investment, people wanting to come and do business in Miami because it truly is a 24-hour city. It's an international reputation. I think that's driving companies to want to be there. And again, as I mentioned earlier, employment in the state is actually improving, and so we're starting to see some improvement with regard to office.
Now, I think that the best sector for office is medical office, especially with, I don't know what they're calling it now. I still have to call it Obamacare because I only have so many compartments in my brain. I guess it's the Affordable Health Care Act or something like that.
Correct.
What impact are you seeing on office development, and are you seeing people moving towards medical development?
Well, I certainly think that there's a growing need for healthcare space, whether it be medical office, whether it be additional clinics and hospitals across the state. Our senior population is going to continue to grow as baby boomers retire and move to our wonderful state. We're going to need a lot more of that to support their needs. So I think that's a big growth area in the future for the state.
Now, we've talked about a lot of the food groups. Let's talk about capital. What do your respondents talk about the availability of capital today, capital tomorrow, and what they perceive as the impact of, we got to call it the fiscal cliff, but I'd also call it the gridlock in Washington. What do your respondents talk about with respect to that, Tim?
Look, if there's a good deal out there, there's capital for it. There's just a tremendous amount of capital that wants to get yield, and they can't get yield in anything else. And as we're seeing in the stock market, as it keeps falling, and I haven't looked at it today, but
it went down.
Yeah,
lowest level in 3 months. Lowest level in 3 months. Just for the record,
People are chasing yield right now. They need yield, so they're gonna search for those quality deals that they can invest in. The capital is available to do that.
Yeah, and as far as the stock market goes, I think that you're going to see the stock market continue to be depressed until after the year end because everybody's dumping their winners ahead of what they perceive to be this incredible tax increase that they're going to be subjected to, which we don't need to talk about because we don't talk politics.
Well, I think that's true. I think they're going to be getting rid of some of that. But I think the other side of that, too, is they're going to be looking for other places to put their money because, quite frankly, if the fiscal cliff happens and we go into a recession, you know, you're not going to want to be in companies.
No, you're going to want to be in hard assets. You're going to want to be in real estate. And the other thing that people forget because we've had such a flat consumer price index over the past few years is that real estate's a great inflation hedge. And let's not kid ourselves. One of the things that's coming with the tax increase is a devaluation of the dollar. And as they devalue the dollar through a variety of different ways, including printing money, we'll see inflation. Why would we see inflation? Because inflation is going to reduce the actual cost that the government has to repay the debt. So they're going to throw the middle class. I guess I'm talking politics. They're going to throw the middle class wage earner that's almost ready to retire under the bus by devaluing his savings after he lost them all. But so it seems to me like a good place to be is in real estate.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of great opportunities in the state of Florida. I think we're outpacing what the rest of the country is doing from a growth job growth perspective, and I think there's a lot of great opportunities in the state of Florida.
Let's talk a little bit, Tim, about the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies and what your product is, what you produce up there. Because on our show, we always talk about jobs, but really what we want to focus on is careers. And I've got to believe that if somebody's in the real estate business and has a job today and they want to get ahead, that a great place to go and a place that I truly do recommend is the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, to go to the Nathan S. Collier MSRE program, because that's a place to sharpen your talents and set yourself apart from the people you compete with. Tim, what are you seeing in the job placement that the students are getting when they graduate from the University of Florida with their degree?
Well, job placement has been tremendous over the past 2 or 3 years now. It's indicative of the market getting better. There's more opportunities out there, and our students have the skill sets to be able to fill those opportunities and really advance the companies they go to.
What types of companies are hiring your students, Tim? I guess it's sort of like a leading indicator of where the real estate market's going.
Boy, I tell you, it's all over the place, Jim, from institutions to small private equity firms, to appraisers, to even bankers. I mean, I think it really is all over the board. And, you know, it's those people who don't have legacy problems, that they have the ability to go out and place capital and research deals, and they want great people to be able to do that.
Now, how about the international students that you guys have? I know that when I go up there to the conferences, I meet a bunch of newly minted college graduates from places like China and Latin America and Europe. One lady, I believe, was from Italy, if I recall. How are they functioning in the job placement market?
You know, they do relatively well. A lot of them want to stay here and work, and so we try hard to get them placed in internships and stuff, so they can really get lessons learned. But then a lot of them do go back to their home countries, and they take the value that we've given them, and they go back and improve the markets where they're at.
Well, Tim, if people want to get information on you, the programs, becoming a student, and by the way, it's a very good program. I recommend to all the young people that are seeking to upgrade their talents that come and interview with me to try to get a job or to help me have them place them. I recommend that they all go and take the time to invest in themselves one more time at the University of Florida. If somebody wants to do that, Tim, how do they get information?
The best way to do it is realestate.ufl.edu.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. Now, one last word on what you think the market says. What is the overall feel that you get from the people that respond to the emerging trends in real estate study that you do with the professionals statewide in the real estate industry?
I think they're feeling a lot better about what's happening in the real estate market, with the caveat that, God forbid, we don't know what's going to happen at the end of the year with this politics and fiscal cliff.
Tim Becker, thank you so much for coming and bringing the insights of the entire real estate community of Florida to bear to talk to us about what's going on here in the state. We'll look forward to getting you again next quarter when the emerging trends comes out again. Tim Becker, CCIM Director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, thank you so much for joining us on our show today.
Jim, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, go Gators. We'll talk to you soon, Tim. Go Lead Real Estate. We'll be back with our next guest. We're going to have Dr. Hermes Flores, MD. He's the director of the Division of Epidemiology and Population Health Sciences at UHealth. We're going to talk about diabetes. It impacts somebody we all know. Back after this with this important topic. Oh, Juan, you always get me rocking at the turn with that music. Juan keeps us rolling. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car to keep you rolling, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's where I get my cars. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call on for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Four home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
And now, WZAB traffic.
This update is brought to you by Garmin, dealing with slow traffic on I-95 southbound due to an accident at Miami Gardens Drive. Two of those left lanes are closed. Also dealing with a crash out of Broward County, 95 southbound at Sample Road. Everything now off to the shoulder. That traffic is backed up until Hillsborough Boulevard. A Garmin Nuvie can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. That's your South Florida traffic.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we are on with a topic that touches all of our lives. If not now, then it will in the future, either you or somebody you know and love. We're on with Dr. Hermes Flores, MD, PhD, MPH, Director, Division of Epidemiology and Population Health Sciences at UHealth. That's what we call the University of Miami Health System on our show. He recently published a study that was featured in the Sunday special health section in the Miami Herald. It was about diabetes, and we're going to discuss diabetes, especially as it impacts older adults. Dr. Flores, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. First of all, I love your ties, just to let you know. I've got a whole box full of Hermes ties, and I've got to thank you for being such a great designer.
I wish I can get a little bit of a profit from those, but you're welcome to donate to UHealth.
Oh, we do that.
That's our mission.
Oh, we
provide the best care in South Florida.
Well, we are big supporters of UHealth. We get our health care at UHealth. We supported Dr. Goldschmidt, was the guy we chose to support on the ride. But I must tell you, this is an important topic for me because I've got a mom. She's 75. She's got diabetes now for the last 10 years. It really hasn't directly impacted her in my eyes yet, but I'm sure it's impacting her every day. And I've read a little bit about what you've done. It seems like we don't have enough information about what's going to happen to her and the rest of her age cohort. Help me out here, doctor. What's going on?
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to raise the concern that definitely diabetes is in the rise. This disease that affects many, many lives in the United States, closer to 26 million people have diabetes. and probably near 80 million people have prediabetes, meaning they are very high risk, 1 in 10 to move from prediabetes to diabetes every year. So we are facing in the United States an epidemic, and worldwide actually a pandemic. Yesterday was the World Diabetes Day, and precisely the emphasis is on education and prevention. So it is very timely, and I'm glad that we can have a conversation and share some of the lessons learned with your audience.
Well, what is it that somebody, how does somebody know that they have diabetes if they're not going, and shame on them for not, for an annual physical? What is sort of a telltale sign? Is it being tired? Is it having dry mouth? What is it?
Well, diabetes is a disease characterized by high blood sugar, and this is due to the fact that insulin, a protein, a hormone that is produced by the pancreas, is either completely absent or maybe not working properly. The most common form of diabetes is what we call type 2 diabetes, and is because insulin is not working properly, something in medical terms we call insulin resistance. So people that develop diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2, they start feeling probably very tired, very fatigued. They start urinating a lot, and they will start experiencing unexplained weight loss, unintentional weight loss, blur vision, dizziness, and out of the sudden, maybe some of the complications may start emerging. So sort of numbness in the feet, in your hands. And people with diabetes obviously have to be very concerned because increase the risk of heart attack, increase the risk of stroke, increase the risk of blindness is the most common cause of non-traumatic amputation of the lower extremities. So many, many complications related to diabetes, and that's why prevention is the key in approaching this major public health problem.
Now, you used the word pandemic, and I know that you and Dr. Goldschmidt are very much into the health and wellness of entire populations and epidemiology. I think that's a fancy word for big population health, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So just to give you a perspective, and this is data that was published yesterday off the press from the International Diabetes Federation, the word pandemic makes that there is an epidemic that has global consequences. So as of now, the population with diabetes worldwide is 371 million people.
Wow.
So it's about the population, the whole population of
the United
States.
Yeah.
So, and this is an increase of 5 million in just 1 year. And the projection is that by year 2030, probably it's going to get above 500 million.
Well, how do we address that? And it seems to me like it's, if there's going to be an increase of that velocity, it's going to be in populations that don't have access to modern health care like we do. How do people like that survive?
Well, it's a challenge, obviously. And first of all, we need to be aware that there is good science behind how to address that. So the University of Miami has been a pioneer in these efforts. And in the Diabetes Research Institute, efforts led by Dr. Ronald Goldberg, who is the director of the Diabetes Prevention Program at UM, have put a lot of investment in time and effort to prevent diabetes. And in a national study funded by the NIH, we show that diabetes can be prevented effectively with lifestyle interventions. So if we engage in physical activity, let's say more than 150 minutes per week, and we eat healthy, leading toward intentional, I'll emphasize the word intentional, weight loss 5 to 7%, and we sustain that, we can drop the risk by 58%. And if you are an older adult, so the good news is that the effectiveness is much, is 71%.
Wow. Now, we talked about the research that's going on at the University of Miami. And I got to believe then that you have a cutting edge treatment regimen and facilities and team in place. How do you let our most at risk people in our population know about that? Because it seems to me that a lot of people that may be pre-diabetic may not be living, I'll just put it this way, east of I-95.
Correct. I mean, this is an issue of concern, and you, I was hearing your previous segment, and you sort of touched base about the Affordable Care Act, obviously from the business perspective, but from the prevention perspective, the Affordable Care Act also offers an opportunity, because now we have coverage for the so-called preventive visits. So each one that is hearing to this program should know that on an annual basis, you have the right to get a screening for chronic conditions such as diabetes. So having a fasting blood glucose, or even if not you're not fasting, maybe measuring the hemoglobin A1C, which is a fancy test that gives us a summary, the average of your blood sugar over the past 3 months. So that's a one starting point. There are also ways to identify those that are very high risk, so minority population, African-American, Latinos, Native Americans are at much higher risk. Those that are age 45 and older should be screened at least every 3 years. The elderly population, obviously, is a much higher risk. If you happen to have few extra pounds, if you are overweight or obese, the risk is greater. If you have family history, and I'm sorry to say this to you, Jim, but you have your mom with diabetes, so that put you a little bit of an increased risk for diabetes.
That's okay. I also dropped 40 pounds a couple of years ago and have kept it off.
Oh,
on purpose.
So you are leading by example. That's excellent.
You have to lead life by example. You have to live by example. You have to lead by example. And I will say that my mom does look like a blueberry, but I don't. I mean that lovingly. I know she's listening. I love you, Mom. You're the best. I know you really work hard at keeping your blood sugar. I know you're constantly monitoring it. She goes to the doctor all the time. She gets exercise. She does everything she can, except she's a cook. She can't shut her mouth.
Well, I'm not saying you cannot enjoy the goodies, but the key is portion control. Portion control. So I know your program is around business. So let's talk about budgets.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me back on topic, Doctor. You need to host the show.
Budget your calories. So you know you are doing some exercise, you're burning calories, and you're eating so much. So you just keep to balance the budget on your caloric intake. You were talking about how to plan for investment for next year. How about you invest in your health? So it's not so late to start. It's not too early to start planning for your New Year's resolution. So maybe if you happen to be overweight, maybe start planning for that. So what sort of steps do I need to get into losing 5 or 7% of my weight? And actually, that's something that in every visit with my patients, either with diabetes or a high risk for diabetes,
we
sort of come to an agreement.
Yeah, that's what I lost, 5 to 7%. I lost 40 off of 210.
Excellent.
40 off of 210. Now, I did pick up another 10, but I'm going at that right now. With the holidays coming up, I want to get my clothes fitting better. You know, we need to have you back to talk either right at or right before the holidays so that we can talk about this, because this is very important, and we need to talk about keeping people healthy and in good fitness. Now, Doctor, if they want to get more information about what's going on at UHealth with diabetes, how do they find you guys?
Well, we have in the call line for the Division of Endocrinology Diabetes is very easy to remember. It's 305-243-ENDO. 305-243-ENDO or 3633-3636.
Yeah, ENDO, like endocrine?
Yeah, like endocrine, yes.
Boy, I you see that? I did take biology in high school. Now,
I want to comment, if I may.
Please, we've only got about a minute, and I want to give it to you to get out what you find is to be the most important thing that we haven't discussed or we need to repeat.
Yes, and we want to focus on the older adult with diabetes, so even people like your mom. I mean, keep your ABC under control, your hemoglobin A1C, blood pressure, and cholesterol under control. Proper screening to preserve cognitive function, to prevent Alzheimer's, dementia, to keep good functionality, physical function, prevent falls, keep a good mood, good quality of life. So that's the emphasis for the South Florida aging population that will have diabetes or have very high risk for diabetes. And we welcome you at UHealth. I want to announce that my effort is also at the Miami VA healthcare system. So a lot of good things also done at the Miami VA.
Oh, Juan, VA. The guy works at the VA for you, Juan. That's great. You know, I got to tell you, as we wrap up our segment, my mom has the most positive attitude at all times, and I got to believe that woman's going to live to 100.
Wonderful.
Well, doctor, I hope that she doesn't have to visit you, but knowing you makes me feel better about the rest of our community and the ability for our community to address the pandemic that is diabetes. I will hope that we can have you back towards the end of the year or at the beginning of the year so we can have people make their New Year's resolutions to be healthier, happier, and under better control with their weight. Dr. Hermes Flores, thank you so much. Love your ties, doctor.
Thank you, James.
All right. High five. We'll be back after this. We're going to wrap up the show. We're going to talk a little economy, a little Marlins. You know what that's going to do for me. We'll be back after this. You won't want to miss the last segment. Oh, Juan, thank you for that positive out on the diabetes thing. Diabetes is very important, and we all need to take care of ourselves. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get everything and every advantage that you possibly can. That's why you've got to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They've got exceptional cars. I've got two of them. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can always call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Four home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we've been talking mostly real estate today. We started off talking about my experiences at the International Council of Shopping Center. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in just a second. We also had Tim Becker from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Tim talked with us about all the different things that are going on in the markets across South Florida in the different product types. It was awesome. You may want to hit our website and listen to that a little bit when we post it later on this week or early next week. And then we had Dr. Hermes Flores. He's not the guy that invented the tie, even though I continually say he was, but he was an excellent guest. We talked about the pandemic that is the world crisis in diabetes. And again, if you have anybody you know or are interested in diabetes, he had some great points. You're going to want to make sure, again, to tune in to the website and hear what Dr. Flores had to say. It's not that rare on our show to hear a doctor with a good sense of humor. He's one of them. We got a great time with him. We talked about integrating business and diabetes and things like that. I want to go back to some of the things that we talked about a little bit at the ICSC. Deals are happening. There's capital out there. The tenants are back. The tenant reps are making deals. It's not easy to get a deal done. It's not easy to get a deal capitalized, but there are lenders that are looking. There are transactions to be done. There are tenants out there. And what are the tenants looking for? They're looking for well-capitalized developers that they can depend on to execute their plan. And we're working with a number of developers like that. We're helping them get their debt. We're helping them get equity. We're helping them get sites. We're helping them dispose of the properties. It's all a full-on in the retail market. Retail, in my opinion, is going to overtake multifamily next year in the to-be-done sector of properties. We also learned from Tim that industrial may have become a little bit too hot because we really don't know what's going to be going on with the industrial development market based on the unknowing impact of the expansion of the Panama Canal. Everybody took it as a great indicator. Now maybe they've overbuilt a little bit. Things have been somewhat put on hold. And then what I didn't talk to him about is one of my favorite topics, which is the new Eastern Rail Line that they're going to start running. I call it the Long Island Railroad of Florida, which to me is going to shape more than just about anything else the way that Florida is going to be developed in the coming years as we continue to develop more east of 95 along the FEC rail line, which is going to start driving passenger traffic, not just containers and goods and services. And now I'd like to talk a little bit about my editorial portion. And usually when we do the editorial, we talk about something that gets me going. And anybody that knows me knows that I want the editorial to start to talk about something that gets everybody going. And today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about what happened with my hometown baseball team, the Miami Marlins. That's right, I almost called them the Florida Marlins, but we'll call them the Miami Marlins. And the reason I want to talk about the Miami Marlins is because they've done something that you just can't do in sports. Sports in your town is a public and sacred trust. The people invest their hearts and souls, and the community takes its values and the way it feels from what's going on in sports. And the Miami Marlins came to town, these two guys and their team, and I appreciate that they won a World Series with Dave Dombrowski's team the first time. And now they have come for 10 years. They have bungled the operations. I grant you that they were finally able to extort a stadium from us. And now they've got the stadium. But when they got the stadium, they had a sacred trust with the public. And that trust was to take the money and invest it in the ball team. And I don't mind if you're going to trade away Josh Johnson and all the guys you signed that didn't work out. No problem with that. I don't have a problem if you bring in a bunch of young guys and you get those young guys to play on the team and the payroll isn't that high. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem if you don't take the money that you're saving and start spending it on the system. Spend it on the minor leagues. Spend it on signing international free agents and start building the team the way it should be built with a strong long-term foundation. I don't recognize the guys on the St. Louis Cardinals anymore, but I do know one thing. They came up in their farm system. I don't recognize all the guys on the Braves, but I do know one thing. They came up in their farm system. Who came up in the Marlins farm system? You can't keep changing the culture every 2 or 3 years, even 1 year. You had Manager of the Year Joe Girardi, canned him. You had Manager of the Year candidate Freddie Gonzalez, canned him. Now, I'm not saying I love the Ozzie Guillen, but now let's give Mike Redmond a chance. Mike Redmond is one of ours. He's a true blue Marlin. Mike Redmond has the humor. He has the approach. And I got to say this about the guys the Marlins picked up. Mike Redmond probably knows them since he came from the Toronto Blue Jays organization also. Some of these guys probably played for him, and I only hope that Larry Beinfest got input from Red when he went out and got these players. And I know Larry probably did. So I want to give high five to them for having the guts to go out and make what they believe is the right baseball transaction. And you're hearing mechanically that it was the right baseball transaction. Okay, I'll give it to them that they did a good baseball transaction. Now do a good baseball business transaction for the people in Miami that have invested their heart, their soul, and their tax money into your business. We've helped you double or triple the value of your ball club. We've helped you make tens of millions of dollars of profits. Now do something for us. Bring us a team that we can be proud of. Bring us a team that will start building its tradition. Bring us a team that we can believe in. Bring us a team that makes sense for us to invest our hearts in. I want to make sure that I thank everybody, our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, Berger Singerman, the Aztrek Group, the Berger Singerman Center for Real Estate Studies and UHealth. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and like our show. Follow us at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, and LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Hey, Marlins, go out there and make it happen. My name is Willie McCoy, but down the home they call me Slim.